This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If you want to email me, you can. I read your emails. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Chris is out this week, so all those go right to Michael. He prints them out for me. I read them. I'm never going to respond. I'm an incredibly rude person. I get way too many, but I do read them. I do read them. But we do get... we get some that we really, really love, suggestions for Medal of Honor Monday. Now, all your emails are welcome, even death threats. They're all welcome, but every single Monday at this time on the show, we read a Medal of Honor citation. They're all online. They're all free. You can do this with your kids, and I would recommend it. If you're a teacher, you can do it with your class. It's not political at all. You can do it with your Sunday school. Remember, culture is not complicated. It's simply what your society incentivizes and what it disincentivizes. Right now, the culture incentivizes a bunch of filth. You know that. We have to remember these men and remember their deeds, and we have to hold them up to our kids as what they should want to be. This is what we should incentivize. We got this email. Jesse, Jared Monty. I don't know the family of this hero, but I live in their area and know of them. His Medal of Honor citation is an account of true valor and bravery. Locally, his family is inspiring when it comes to honoring the fallen. They started and organized a flag replacement event for volunteers at our local national cemetery. Just writing this, I'm thinking of the families that keep us all remembering and deserve some remembering and honoring themselves. So I thought it would probably be appropriate for us tonight to read the Medal of Honor citation of one Staff Sergeant Jared C. Monty. He fought in Afghanistan, United States Army. So, without further ado.
Ready, aim, fire.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Staff Sergeant Jared C. Monty distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty while serving as a team leader with headquarters and headquarters troop, 3rd Squadron, 71st Cavalry Regiment, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division, in connection with combat operations against an armed enemy in Nuristan Province, Afghanistan, on June 21, 2006. While Staff Sergeant Monty was leading a mission aimed at gathering intelligence and directing fire against the enemy, his 16-man patrol was attacked by as many as 50 enemy fighters. On the verge of being overrun, Staff Sergeant Monty quickly directed his men to set up a defensive position behind a rock formation. He then called for indirect fire support, accurately targeting the rounds upon the enemy, who had closed to within 50 meters of his position. While still directing fire, Staff Sergeant Monty personally engaged the enemy with his rifle and a grenade, successfully disrupting an attempt to flank his patrol. Staff Sergeant Monty then realized that one of his soldiers was lying wounded in the open ground between the advancing enemy and the patrol's position. With complete disregard for his own safety, Staff Sergeant Monty twice attempted to move from behind the cover of the rocks into the face of the relentless enemy fire to rescue his fallen comrade. Determined not to leave his soldier, Staff Sergeant Monty made a third attempt to cross the open terrain through intense enemy fire. On his final attempt, he was mortally wounded, sacrificing his own life in an effort to save his fellow soldier. Staff Sergeant Monty's selfless acts of heroism inspired his patrol to fight off the larger enemy force. Staff Sergeant Monty's immeasurable courage and uncommon valor are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, headquarters and headquarters troop, 3rd Squadron, 71st Cavalry Regiment, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division, and the United States Army. Rest in peace, warrior. That's why we do that every Monday. All right. Let's get to some emails here before we get to the FBI raid helping Trump in the polls. Hello, Great Oracle. I need your opinion on this situation. I'm a supervisor at a distribution center for a large company you would know. I work with a few other supervisors and manage a department with about 50 team members. Just for context, I'm politically to the right of Genghis Khan, and I'm only slightly kidding. I'm very right-wing and anti-communist, and so is my entire family. Gosh, that's friggin' awesome. One of my team members applied to be a supervisor in the building. Since he is in my department under my supervision, the hiring department sent out emails asking us supervisors for our input on if he should be considered for the position or not and why. The team member is a decent worker, but he's a total woke lefty. He wears a respect our pronouns shirt and vomits the normal communist talking points on the regular. Several supervisors I know say they are going to recommend him because he's a good worker, but I've decided not to. I sent my recommendation that he not be considered for the job because his attitude is bad and his leadership qualities are poor. Truth be told, I only sought to sink his promotion because he is a communist and we have to deny them any power anywhere we can. The thought of that commie having power over others sickened me. We already have several commies in leadership roles here. Did I do the right thing? Am I taking this too far? Thanks. And he says I can use his name. His name is Dylan. How many times have we had a talk on this show about you having to do things that make you uncomfortable? For so long in this country, we on the right, we have enjoyed having a relatively free country. And because we were so free to vote the way we wanted to vote and support the candidate we wanted to support and have the bumper sticker on our car we wanted to have and take or don't take any new experimental medications and all these things, we've had this freedom for so long, we ended up getting soft. It's not our fault. It's not your fault. Not my fault. It's natural. We ended up getting soft. And because we got soft, we now think any aggressive measures against the other side are somehow wrong. It feels wrong. But listen, again, let's rewind a bit. How many people in the United States of America, how many people were assaulted or murdered because they wore a Reagan-Bush t-shirt
or had a Reagan Bush bumper sticker on their car. Let's start with probably about zero, and even if you can send me examples, I bet you can't send me five. You could be a Republican, an open Republican back then. Now, in certain places, that might get you shot. That might get you beaten. That might get you beaten to death. Undoubtedly, we've already seen countless examples of this that most definitely will get you fired in many, many, many places. Go walk in with your MAGA hat on, your Make America Great Again hat. Go walk in and see how long it takes them to run you out the door. Now, that's ugly. We're in an ugly place. But don't think because we're in an ugly place that that was your doing or your choosing. Were you asked? I don't know about you. God never pulled me in and said, hey, Jesse, I love you. What period of time would you like to live in? Because I'll give you any 60, 70 years you want. You pick it, and it's your call, buddy. I was not given that. I didn't choose to live in this time. This is the period of time God gave me. This is the period of time God gave you. We have to start doing things that make us uncomfortable. Part of making us uncomfortable is being aggressive with things we wouldn't normally be aggressive with. If you hire a communist, you're insane. If you're a small business owner and you don't fire the communists inside of your organization, you're doubly insane. You're worried about 87,000 new IRS agents coming to knock on your door as a small business owner? You daggone well should be, because they're coming. Guess who you have to blame for that? The employee of yours who votes Democrat. Fire him and go hire somebody else. Look, we got soft, man. We got soft. Maybe that's a testosterone thing. I talk all the time about the low T GOP. Maybe that's a testosterone thing. Maybe it's more than the estrogens in the water. Maybe it's just life was too easy for us for so long that we got soft. Shoot, maybe we all need to be taking male vitality stacks from Chalk. I mean, I joked that we should have sent him to Congress for the GOP. That's actually not a joke. We should. But shouldn't we all make sure we're getting a little tougher right now? We are heading into difficult times. You know, a male vitality stack from Chalk, guys? 20% increase in your testosterone in just 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Not big pharma, not chemical medical filth. Natural herbal supplements, U.S. manufacturing. As we speak, you're hearing the sound of my voice. Guess what they're hearing in the Chalk warehouse? The sound of my voice. The Jesse Kelly Show plays live there. When I tell you they're anti-communist, I mean it. Go to chalk.com, chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I get to some more emails. Probably take some calls later on. I've still got a bunch of stuff to say. But before we change the subject here, should you deny that communist a promotion? Should you fire that communist who works for you as a small business? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to play you a little video. It's a little long. Well, it's audio, actually, but it was a video that ran on the news. It's a little long. Just stay with it. It's about the training of the 87,000 new IRS agents. And I want, just be patient. Just be very, very patient, because towards the end of the video, you're going to find a very interesting thing come across your radio dial. What is that thing? Well, they have these IRS agents in body armor, in weapons, and they're training how to take somebody down and put cuffs on them and arrest them. Get on the ground, dirtball. You know, all that stuff you've seen. It's police training, basically. Well, make sure you listen till the end. Listen to who exactly they're training to attack. And then you tell me if you should keep that Biden employee in your company.
Congress recently appropriated funds, so the IRS is currently looking to hire more special agents or CIs nationwide. Most people don't even know that the IRS has criminal investigators who use their accounting skills and their authority as a special IRS agent to help solve tax crimes. Under this scenario, these students find the owner of a landscaping company has several vehicles that may have been purchased from monies not reported through his business.
But we all agree.
after the owner of a landscaping company. Did you say? No, hold on. I guess we should probably play this again. Did they say, because I remember they said they were only going to go after those evil billionaires and certainly not small business owners, certainly not the middle class. But it's weird. They're sitting there in body armor with weapons in their hands training to go after who now?
Congress recently appropriated funds, so the IRS is currently looking to hire more special agents or CIs nationwide. Most people don't even know that the IRS has criminal investigators who use their accounting skills and their authority as a special IRS agent to help solve tax crimes. Under this scenario, these students find the owner of a landscaping company has several vehicles that may have been purchased from monies not reported through his business.
They're looking at that landscaping company of yours. Now, let me tell you, Mr. Landscaping Company owner, that employee with the Biden-Harris bumper sticker on his truck, you going to go take your legal fees out of his paycheck when that IRS agent comes knocking on your door for voting Republican? Because they're coming for you. And maybe all this is making you uncomfortable. Well, tough. It makes me uncomfortable, too. What do you think they would do? What do you think your communist employer would do if they knew right now you were making dinner listening to the Jesse Kelly Show? That alone would get you fired. We must create a parallel economy. If you don't want to look at it as vengeance, that's fine. It's not vengeance. Look at it as creating a parallel economy. Parallel. We have to create a separate economy from them. Part of that is hiring people who agree with you and firing people who do not. Now, that's how they play the game. How's it working out for them? Remember, they used to be a tiny little minority in this country, just a tiny little group of communist subversives on the street corner trying to worm their way into the teachers' unions. And 100 years later, they run every single part of our culture because they don't look at anything and say, oh, no, that wouldn't be right. No, I could hurt the other side, but it wouldn't be the right thing to do, guys. They don't look at anything like that. They just hired, in your face, they just hired 87,000 IRS agents to attack their political opponents. They're not even shy about it. They don't even hide it. They take their power and they attack you with it. We take our power and we congratulate ourselves on not using it at all. Who wins in that scenario? I don't care what fairy tales you tell yourself or little nursery rhymes we like to soften each other with, or pat each other on the back with. We're better than they are. Or I love this line. I always love this one. I'm not going to become what I hate. Okay, that sounds really lovely in preschool. Here in the real world and the culture war, you had better ramp up your game, Jack, because I promise they are. Hey, Jesse. Love the show. Wanted to get your opinion on the shutting down of tank battalions in our beloved Corps. You were infantry, so I figured you would have a pretty good view, so to speak. Keep up the great work. If you're ever in New Hampshire, I got the first round. Semper Fi. Semper Fi, my brother. I actually went into Baghdad with a tank battalion. We, my company, Alpha Company, I was with 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, Alpha Company. They took Alpha Company and they attached Alpha Company to 1st Tanks. We had already fought our way through Iraq and we were going into Baghdad. And so I was actually buddies with a lot of the tankers. For you civilian types, you can't just drive a tank into an urban environment because they'll set up enough booby traps and things. They'll end up blowing the tracks off the tank in some way. They'll find a way to get the tank stopped. And look, and if you're in a if you're in an Abrams tank and it's moving, you're kind of indestructible. If you're stopped, you're dead. There's two extremes, right? One, you're indestructible. Two, you're dead. So you have to attach infantry with the armor. Armor and infantry work together. And they were handy to have because you can't shoot through the daggone things, so they're handy to hide behind. But what do you want me to say? I'm watching the systematic destruction of all of our military. This is what happens when you get rid of everything. Maybe the tank thing is warranted. I can't speak to that, but I know this. You're about to have a severely shrinking military based on simply the recruiting crisis. They can keep lowering standards all they want. You can lower standards till the cows come home. That's not going to change the fact you don't have enough bodies to fill up the service. One, and two, people who don't want to take the vaccine, people who lean even slightly right, which is almost all of your real pipe hitters, your real shooters, they're walking away. They're getting out. You're going to have a military, before you know it, that is not capable of repelling any army in the world. Have you thought about that? I've thought about it. I'm 41 years old. I've never lived a day in my life where America had a military that couldn't take on anybody. I mean, shoot, take on several people because we've been so powerful. Are you ready to live in a world where your military can't hold its own against somebody? Now, don't get me wrong. That's not coming. That's not tomorrow, right? It's not happening tomorrow. This is a slow rot. I mean, it's picking up speed for sure, but it's a slow rot. But it is coming. It's absolutely coming. All right. The FBI raid on Trump. It's done something interesting. It's actually bumped Donald Trump's poll numbers up. Bumped them up pretty significantly. We're going to read about those polls, and we're going to talk about the why. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and actually, believe it or not, I have breaking news. Uh-oh, you know what that means.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Trump sues the Biden regime over unreasonable search and seizure during a Mar-a-Lago raid. I actually don't have any more information other than that. I just thought it seemed like breaking news that you should know about. And I teased something going in about the polls and Donald Trump and the FBI, and I'm going to get to that. But there's something that also came in just now, and I need to read it on the air because, well, you'll see in a second. So, again, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Jesse, the subject of this email, by the way, is I'm an FBI special agent, and no, before you get freaked out, I'm not under arrest. The subject is I'm an FBI special agent. Dear Jesse, this has been an extremely difficult weekend. I'm an FBI special agent. Last week, I informed my supervisor that I would not participate in upcoming imminent arrests of January 6 protesters. I was encouraged to reconsider my position over the weekend as I am likely to face significant retribution. My supervisor went so far as to asking if I could see myself continuing to work for the agency going forward because there are going to be a lot more January 6th arrests in the future and I will not be allowed to simply refuse to execute lawful arrest warrants. I am disheartened because working for the FBI was my dream job. My dime of a wife and children have always supported me and moved multiple times across the country when I was transferred. My wife and I are scared about my future job prospects if and when I am terminated. However, under no circumstances am I going to participate in ongoing January 6 show trials. There are a lot more things going on with the FBI and DOJ that would shock the public. Most of my colleagues object, but simply grumble, put their heads down, and do what they're told. I think we all know we are grossly overpaid and have simply grown accustomed to a standard of living. I don't know if my actions will have a significant impact, but I wanted to let you know there is at least one special agent who took this oath to protect the Constitution and the American people seriously. I am a believer, and I've been praying to God to guide my actions and protect my family. I know I will likely be unemployed in the near future, but God has a plan and will provide. Keep up the fight. He says, for obvious reasons, please don't share my name. Obviously, I never would and never will. One, let's be clear about something. It's very easy when I sit here with this show and Premiere allows me to say whatever I want, whenever I want. It's very easy for me to sit here and criticize the FBI. It is the bravest thing in the world for somebody whose job, whose paycheck depends on it, to step up and stand up for the American people. That is the bravest thing. So I applaud you, freaking warrior. I have no doubt God will take care of you. Also, you should probably take comfort in this. You say you have children. Your children will brag to their children one day. Not that dad was an FBI agent, but that dad stood up against evil. That dad stood up against wrong when it was not popular and not easy. That's what your kids will brag to their kids about one day. And finally, if you would like to speak to somebody, maybe a U.S. senator or two, and get yourself some protection, we are going to reach out to you. And if you'd like to, like, I will make that happen for you. I will get you linked up and get you whatever protections you need. So, Michael, remind me, I'm saving this for after the show. We need to reach out to this guy. So, hey, I thought that was really cool. There are really good people still, apparently, in the belly of the beast. And as he said, people put their heads down and grumble and they go along. The ones that don't are the real heroes. That's freaking awesome, man. That's awesome. All right, now, which brings me to this. Polls reveal Trump's FBI gave him a bump. His FBI raid gave him a bump. NBC New poll out on Sunday shows Trump tightening his hold on Republicans. Several polls show him rising against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who had been surging in key states. In case you don't know it, because I don't get into a ton of the primary stuff yet, there'll be time for that when it comes. DeSantis had been steadily closing on Trump in key primary states. And let's pause here for a second, because everybody, look, I have more emails tonight, Trump versus DeSantis and whatnot. We tend to focus on all 50 states when it comes to polling and primaries and presidential polling. All 50 states don't matter when it comes to primary presidential polling. The early 20, 25 states, those are the polls that matter. And those polls had Ron DeSantis closing on Trump and fast. However, this idiotic, tyrannical, evil and wrong raid of Donald Trump's home with no justification, and you know there's no justification because otherwise you'd have had the written justification by now, the raid on Donald Trump's home boosted Trump's poll numbers. Why? Well, this is something they've never understood. This is something the system has never understood and still doesn't understand. And honestly, I don't think they ever will. I don't think there's anything that is close enough to them to make them understand. What they haven't understood is this. even if people don't like Donald Trump on the right. If there's someone on the right who doesn't like Trump, he's still the most popular Republican in the country. I like him just fine, but there are people that don't like him. I get that. But even most people on the right who don't like Donald Trump, they interpret the attacks on Donald Trump as an attack on them. And even if maybe Donald Trump's personal style bothers you, it never bothered me at all. I don't mind rude and bombastic because I'm rude and bombastic. It never bothered me, but maybe it does bother you. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. They still see the things he talked about as things nobody else talked about. And then when they see how the system rejected that and rejected it so hard, they saw that as a rejection of them. And what did Donald Trump talk about? I mean, bread and butter things that should be no-brainers, right? Why don't we bring manufacturing back here to have some blue-collar jobs for Americans? Why don't we close the friggin' border so the country's not overrun with illegal immigrants? Okay, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, doesn't matter. Those are things a lot of people agree with. That resonates with people. That resonates with me. I'll tell you that much. It resonates with me. And so when the system decides all those people are Nazis and extremists, we take that as an attack on us.
Is that messaging calling Republicans extremist enough, or do Democrats need to do more than that?
We have to stop separating the GOP from right-wing extremists. I mean, the party has morphed into one.
Is it as obvious as it seems that domestic violent extremists are an important part of the voting coalition on the right? I mean, what is the structural impediment to hardening the homeland against domestic violent extremism?
People like DeSantis, people like this judge, they are extremists.
You almost have to admire how they numb us to their extremism.
But can you be full-throated about the reality? Can you call out GOP extremism for what it is?
For them, for us, attacks on Trump or attacks on us. I'm not quite done with this yet, but I did, however, run out of time. Oh, but I do have good news. I have good news before I go. The wife got a new phone today. Now, that's not good news for you at all. It's good news for me because she'll finally stop dropping calls because she drops her phone every other 5 minutes and ruins it. And it's a Pure Talk phone, of course. She had an iPhone 12 when she signed up for Pure Talk. She kept her phone, which you can do. And then since she drops her phone every 35 seconds, eventually her phone stopped working. That's how electronics work. And she had to call Pure Talk and actually spoke to an American. And she didn't wait on hold for 25 minutes before she spoke to an American who spoke English. And she spoke to an American who spoke English and was actually helpful and knew what he was talking about. And before you know it, wham, she has a brand new iPhone, got a screaming deal on it, sent to the house, all while dealing with a company that actually doesn't hate America. How about all that? You can have the same thing and a month free and save a fortune, remember. Average family saves $900 a year. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and that'll get you an extra month free. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and whoa, before I continue with this rant about why Trump's polls are going up, why his poll numbers are going up after the FBI raid, I've realized it's been over an hour since I have replayed my prediction from February. Remember, this is me from February 23rd of this year. Gosh, I'm the Oracle. Fauci going on TV, pumping for another fourth booster shot. That's the kind of thing you can't afford anymore if you're a Democrat. That worked 2 years ago. Worked great. You were ginning up enough panic in people. Go home, hide, we're all going to die. Nobody wants to hear that anymore. Fauci has officially been put on the shelf. He has been shelved, and I'll be frank with you, Chris. Actually, write this one down if you don't mind. By January 1st, 2023, Fauci will no longer be an employee of the federal government. And today, Dr. Fauci has finally announced that he will be retiring in December. Michael, we really need some kind of, I know you guys are going to resist, we need some sort of thing on the soundboard that's something I can play that's extra obnoxious when I make these predictions and they turn out to be right. I mean, something just absurdly obnoxious. Yes, yes. We need something that will actually cause people to turn off the radio and flee in horror every time they hear it. Surely we can cook something like that up. Do I want it to sound irritating? No, I don't know that I want to sound irritating. I want it to sound self-aggrandizing. I want to really make sure the focus is not on the news of the day or friends or family. I want to make sure the focus is on me. All right. Now, I'll get back to the Trump thing in a second. Before I get to the Trump thing, I have to do this real quick. Have you made the appropriate preparations for disaster? Disaster is probably not. That's too doomsday. Have you made appropriate preparations for things changing in the country? You don't need me to tell you we're in a bad, bad, bad spot. I mean, everyone seems to have forgotten we're in a recession. We are in a recession. We are officially in a recession. They spent 2 or 3 days talking about, wow, it's not really a recession, just lying through their teeth. But everyone's kind of breezed on past the fact we're in the middle of one. In the beginning of one. This isn't a minor little blip. We're in the beginning of one. Do you have gold from Oxford Gold Group yet? You know those gold coins Oxford Gold Group delivers to your door? You know, they don't go stale like Doritos, right? And here's what I mean by that. Let's say I'm not the Oracle and I'm dead wrong and stupid and we're not going into a deep recession. We're about to take off like a rocket ship. I mean, I don't think anyone believes that, but if you believe that, okay. Do you think you're going to buy gold coins from Oxford Gold and they're going to go bad? No. They will be there forever with incredible value, a source of protection for yourself and your family. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call 833-995-GOLD and they'll take care of you. They didn't understand, back to the system, they didn't understand, they still don't understand, they'll never understand why attacks on Trump are interpreted as attacks on them, attacks on us. I include myself in that. When I see, and look, I've been vocal about things that Donald Trump has done that anger me. I don't like his hiring. Jared Kushner needs to be fired into the sun. His personality. I've been honest about things I don't like, but I still like Trump. But even if I didn't, an FBI raids the home of the former president. They do so apparently on a general warrant, meaning they're not looking for anything specific, just kind of we just want to see what you got and see if anything's illegal. That is a blatant violation of Donald Trump's rights. That's a blatant violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. And when I saw that, you know what I saw? Myself. If they could do that to Trump, if they'll send 30 agents to Trump's home and kick in his door and rifle through his drawers and sweep up anything they can looking for a crime, what's to stop them doing that to me? To you? The answer is nothing. We now know the FBI, if they decide they hate you enough, they'll go find themselves a communist judge, just like they did in this case. They found this scumbag Judge Reinhardt, who had a long history of anti-Trump posts on social media. They brought him some bogus warrant request. Judge signed off on it. And before you know it, Donald Trump is having his stuff taken by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But it wasn't just anger about what they did to Trump. We feel like you're wanting to do that to us. And are we wrong? Because remember, it's not just Trump. If it was just Trump the FBI had attacked in the past couple years, I'm not going to say that would be okay. It wouldn't be near as bad. This is fresh off of the FBI getting on a knee in front of Black Lives Matter right before they started assigning terrorist threat labels to parents who were angry at their school board. People say this to me. I'll get these communists say this to me like they're trying to get at me. Oh, what, are you scared? Yeah. Yes. An administrative state, an NSA, a Federal Bureau of Investigation, CIA, IRS, weaponized against me. Oh, yeah. Absolutely scares me. No question. I have a life, a wife, kids, mortgage payment. I have things I'd like to see. Yes, it scares me if we now have the NKVD occupying the Hoover building, and all indication is that we do. Yes, you bet it scares me. You bet it does. All right. You know what else scares me? This person is third in line for the presidency.
A couple of days ago, yesterday, the president, 2 days ago, the president signing the IRA, not to be confused with anything going on in Ireland, but the Inflation Reduction Act.
Oh, God. That's Grandma Vodka. See, she sounds really, really good. And you remember, speaking of which, the Inflation Reduction Act. I played it for you earlier. I'm not going to play it again. If you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. The IRS, they're already training in bulletproof vests and guns. And who are they planning on going after? They told us it was billionaires, right? You know what? I am going to play it again. I lied. Well, in this fake scenario from this video, it sure doesn't sound like they're planning on going after billionaires.
Congress recently appropriated funds, so the IRS is currently looking to hire more special agents or CIs nationwide. Most people don't even know that the IRS has criminal investigators who use their accounting skills and their authority as a special IRS agent to help solve tax crimes. Under this scenario, these students find the owner of a landscaping company has several vehicles that may have been purchased from monies not reported through his business after an
but we all agree that our kids deserve a world
landscaper. That sounded oddly specific, as Michael just pointed out too. And why do you think that is? Why do you think they're working out that scenario? Because that's exactly who they're going for. Remember, this is not about money. This is about attacking your political enemies. They attack small businesses with their COVID lockdowns, 30%. We lost 30% of the small businesses in this country because of COVID lockdowns, but they didn't get them all. You hire 87,000 IRS agents because you intend to get them all. All right. You know what? I'm in a good mood. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. As long as you're not boring and you don't do small talk, and you get right to the point, we can talk, all right? Don't worry, it's going to be a fast hook. I've been accused of being soft too many times. 877-377-4373. When we get back, some dude was painting swastikas on things, and I'm going to defend him? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.